Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
7. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you. Back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Judith Glaser, Dr. Judith Glaser, the author of The DNA of Leadership, chairman of Creating We Institute, and someone who's really shaking things up in the around the world on her research on emotional intelligence and why we do and say and the things we do and act the way we do. Judith, thanks again for being here. You just got back from casting your pearls before some folks in Ireland. Tell us what you guys did over there.
So I was invited to go to Ireland. I didn't anticipate what would happen by any means. I ended up with 6 speaking engagements every day,
wow,
at least one or two, which was incredible. And this woman, Eilish McEwen, is the president of ICF, which is the International Coaching Federation. She wants to help bring this work to 42 countries in Europe. That's how big she feels that conversational intelligence is in the world and how important it is.
Remind the audience what conversational intelligence is.
So conversational intelligence is what happens when people communicate, well, we think of communicate or have conversations with each other. We're not just passing information back and forth. What we're doing is activating the neuroscience in our brain that either enables us to connect more deeply with people in trusting ways, to come up with better ideas, to have wisdom, to have all those things that make us at the peak of our best being as a human being, or they push us down to act protective, not share, not trust others, and beat up on others in many cases and not even know we're doing it. And we all live in companies or homes or go to work and go to professional associations where people interact with us and make us feel phenomenal, like we have a lot to contribute and we are valued people. And then there are others that make us feel like we shouldn't even be there because we're stupid when we're not.
And sometimes sometimes we do these things because it's how we are. It's the kind of person we are. We have inferiority complexes. We got character disorders. We got whatever. And sometimes people do it because they just don't realize they're doing it.
Yeah.
And they're busy, they're tired, they're under pressure, but it happens way too much, doesn't it?
It happens way too much, and what I'm here to say to the world is it doesn't matter what words or labels we use for other people, whether they're selfish, whether they're, you know, whatever the words are. I'm trying to push those labels out of the way and say there's a human being underneath of that, that once they understand what they're activating, they have choices to make, irrespective of whether they think they're, you know, whatever the characterization is. And when I get through to leaders, there was one leader who the CEO wanted me to be with him when he fired this guy because the guy was so rough and tough and obnoxious to people.
Wow.
That the CEO was afraid to sit there.
He was intimidated by him.
Pardon me?
Very intimidated
by him. Yeah, exactly. And this is a big company in Boston that makes billions of dollars. They indemn themselves every year and a half, and the CEO is still frightened of this guy. Anyway, I was there, and I said to the CEO, please do me a favor. I think he has potential. And the CEO said, but he's been here for years, and all he does is create destruction, like hurricanes and, you know, in his past.
Right.
And I said, give me 2 months. I did. I got it. In 15 days, all of a sudden, I opened up what's called his third eye. And that's the part of the brain.
You talked about that before here on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what, I mean, that's the key. Once we do that, people go, oh, my God, that's me? How can that be what I'm doing? And it is what they're doing.
Tell us about, remind us what it is.
So we have, in our brain, we have the ability to connect the loop. It's a cybernetic loop in the brain, the energy fields that connect our intention and our impact. And when we have an intention, like, I really want to develop these people, but what we're doing is making them go home and work on Thanksgiving or red marking all their work so that they look like they're idiots. That is not the impact you want. That impact is fear. And so when we help leaders see that they could choose another strategy, it's like using a hammer or a screw or something else instead of what they were they were using, then all of a sudden they change and they see it and they get insight. And
you think people don't realize that they're having the impact, that the negative impact that they're having? Are they obtuse about this, or are they getting some joy from it? What do you think?
There might be some that get pleasure out of it because it gives them power,
and because they've got an inferiority complex, and it puts them, it helps to push. The only way they can stay high is to push you down.
Yep, exactly. There are people like that, but those are the people. Sometimes I get to coach, and I find out. I mean, this guy literally called me when he all of a sudden saw somebody in a room acting like he was acting.
Huh.
And he said, "I got sick to my stomach, and I had to call you to tell you that I got it. All of a sudden, now I see what you're talking about." And everything after that was a change of life.
It's an example that I talk. I don't ever do it as eloquently, as beautifully as you do, Judith. But it's what I mean when I say we've all got to learn how to get out of our own way.
Right. Right. That's
right. And that could take a lot of forms, couldn't it?
It takes. That's what I spend my life doing. That's what I teach. I'm working right now with 2,500 coaches and leaders in companies around the world. 75 countries now. And that's why Ireland was one of many trips. I've been invited to Italy, to India in the next couple of months. So all of this, people want to understand, how do we handle this? We used to use a lot of labels about people, mm-hmm. and I'm saying, let's break through the labels. Let's go to the neuroscientific level. Let's help them connect their brain. The same guy that I just talked about, I got to coach his son, and his son had the same egocentric way of being.
Yeah.
He copied his dad.
Chip off the old block.
Exactly. I worked with him this year, and he just got promoted to one of the first and youngest person in his company to get promoted.
Judith, before we take the break, how do folks find out more about this?
You can go to conversationalintelligence.com, which is one of our websites.
Right. So check it out, folks, and follow the trails.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.